The following Compassion Radio broadcast originally aired in August of 2011. On today's Compassion Radio,
a flag to follow, a creed to believe in, and a cause to die for. We have to have something in our lives that's important enough that we're willing to die for it.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
When someone approaches you and says, I've got some bad news and I've got some good news, which do you want to hear first? Hello and welcome to the Daily Radio Ministry Journal, known as Compassion Radio. We've all found ourselves sitting in front of the TV or listening to the radio or reading the paper only to get a steady stream of bad news coming our way. Well, in addition to sharing the good news of Jesus Christ to a lost world, are there additional ways that we can make more good news possible? Now, when they say I've got some bad news and I've got some good news, there are ways that we can tilt the scales. Here's Norman Scher.
All right, today on Compassion Radio, it's Norm Nelson and Cher Nelson
sitting
at the microphones in our studio. Cher, I can't help but remember the other night, which is really the genesis of this program, when we were sitting and watching cable news, and we were seeing stories originating from such places as Syria, from Egypt, from Afghanistan, from Iraq, from Japan. And every single piece of news that was being covered was what we would call bad news.
Dreadful news.
Riots in the streets, people being killed, churches being blown up. And it was one negative, tragic story after another. And as I was watching that, I remember thinking, and then I said to you, as we were sitting on the couch watching these stories, you know something, honey? We have an outreach, a positive outreach, in every one of these needy, struggling countries. And I got all excited.
Yes, you did.
I came out of my funk about all the negative news, and I began to think and feel the sense of gratefulness, not only to God for calling us to do the kind of ministry that we do, and we certainly are grateful for that calling, but secondly, my gratefulness to the people who are listeners and also partners in the sense of praying for and with Compassion Radio, praying, giving to Compassion Radio, and enabling this ministry to do those things that, you know, were in the back of my mind as I watched these terrible things unfolding. For example, watching the riots in the streets of Syrian cities, and on this particular night, there was a problem in Damascus, and I immediately thought, we have a school there that we're standing with and supporting. I had this sense of being a part of the solution to these problems rather than just sitting back and wringing our hands and so forth. And I, frankly, one of the things I want to do on today's program, I know you do too, is to simply say thank you for being extraordinary people, for being God's people who don't just wring your hands over the negative stories in the news each and every day, but you get involved, you give, you make sacrifices, you pray. You are active ministers of Christ in a world of intense and sometimes absolutely almost to the point of total discouragement. You are sources of hope. We just had to say thank you today.
We do, Norm. When our kids used to go to camp and we wouldn't hear from them the whole week, and we would always say, well, no news is good news. And yet it seems with our media that it's almost good news is no news. I know that it's hard to balance stories about the tragic circumstances in the world with good things that are happening. And we feel like sometimes we have to spend so much time talking about the tragedies in the world in order to inform you wonderful listeners of what the need is and then show you a way that God has shown us that we can minister to it. But we need to stop more often, too, and bring you the good news of what God is doing and how we were able to be a little teeny part of what God has in mind and is bringing about in these various countries.
Remember the story about the mustard seed and the multiplication of the loaves and fishes? Those are profound stories, and that's why they were included in the New Testament and in the narratives about the ministry of Christ, is that small things, even an individual, a single person giving sacrificially with a prayerful heart and a heart full of compassion and devotion to Christ to make a difference in the world, can actually make a difference in the world, because that person's influence and the gift that they make will be, in fact, multiplied and make a difference.
And the reason that is true is because it is almost always backed up by prayer.
That's right.
People pray for the things that they give to, and where would we be? What would we do without the prayer of people out there?
Absolutely. What I want to say, in addition to thank you, to all of you who are giving in these very tough economic times here in the United States, we assume every time a gift comes in, every single gift is given as a sacrificial gift. We know that they are. And we get large gifts in terms of the dollar amount, and we get small gifts in terms of the dollar amount. But every gift is an important gift. That's the essential thing to remember. And what I want to say today is something that I'm not sure we've ever said before on Compassion Radio. You and I, honey, we know that Compassion Radio really and truly is the ministry of our listeners. When a listener becomes a partner, they support, they make an impact on the situation that we are addressing, the area of need, the situation of tragedy, the challenge that is presented in the news stories and in the geopolitical events of the world. But it's so easy, even for us, to begin to think that we're doing this, that this is Compassion Radio, meaning, you know, what's going on in this office every day and all of that, when really, when you come right down to it, that's a part of it, sure. But what makes this ministry go are those who are partners in this ministry. And the thought occurred to me, and it's not that, you know, I'm so clever and wonderful that I thought of this. I know that God was speaking to my heart. And what he said was this: the most wonderful thing in the world, if you're a person, if you're a person who is following Jesus Christ, if you're in the way of Christ, is the opportunity to join with others in the way. These are God's people, so that when you become a part of a Compassion Radio initiative, what you're really doing is you're joining yourself to a very extraordinary and wonderful group of people from all over this country, from Hawaii, from Alaska, from Texas, from the New England states, from Florida, from, I mean, crisscross this country. And then also consider that this program is also heard internationally. And when you become a partner in this program, you are joined not just to Compassion Radio, but you are joined to a group of people who have bonded together through prayer and sacrificial giving to make a difference in the world for Jesus Christ. To me, that is a wonderful opportunity. I want to associate with people like that who love Christ in that kind of, let's do it, let's make a difference kind of way.
Don't you wish we could do a group picture?
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
All of the people that support Compassion Radio.
We would need far more than your typical wide lens. Because not only, honey, do people who are part of this radio family, not only do they pray, not only do they give, but we have had people over the years go. And I don't mean just travel with us on the trips that we've taken to China and other locations around the world. We have had people pick up and go. And I'm thinking of one woman in Afghanistan that we've talked about before, but others who've gone to China, young people, retired people.
South America.
South America. Every so often we get a letter, which I'm telling you, when you write me a letter like this and you give me this kind of information, I can guarantee you that I'll be walking through the halls of the Compassion Radio audience with the letter in my hand and saying, wait a minute, let me read this to you. I read the content of the letter that says, Compassion Radio inspired me to go to South America. I am now with such and such a mission board. I went to Macau, you know, on the borders of China. I left my restaurant, or we as a couple left the restaurant that we owned in North Carolina and moved to China to teach English and begin to influence young people with our love for Jesus Christ and the reality of Christ, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Where I took my whole family on a short-term mission trip.
Exactly.
That's just fantastic to inspire something like that.
So really, Compassion Radio is a ministry of people. It's not just a ministry of some ordained guy and some woman who is his wife who's had extraordinary experience in ministry around the world, etc., etc. No, it's people coming together because we have given information. And because they have compassionate hearts, these people from all over this great nation have come together and chosen to give in a sacrificial way to further the cause of Christ.
I think it's safe to say that Norm and Cher are pretty fond of our Compassion Radio listeners. And yes, that means you. Thank you for partnering with us. We'll get right back into the conversation as they give their take on a recent tragedy involving our troops in Afghanistan. Let me also remind you that you can access this program you're hearing and all of our broadcasts online through our website, CompassionRadio.com. And while you're at it, connect with us on Facebook by liking our page there. We update it frequently and provide helpful resources and links each and every day. And it's another great way we can hear from you. We always welcome your feedback. Our toll-free number is 1-800-868-2478. Now, let's get back to Norm and Cher.
Honey, a news story has surfaced quite recently that, as you know, has really touched my heart. It's touched your heart, too, deeply. And that's the story of the recent downing of a helicopter carrying 20-some American special forces who were killed in an effort to rescue some American troops who were in a very difficult situation there in Afghanistan. I think most of our listeners will remember this story. Mm-hmm. They began to do some profiles of some of the extraordinary soldiers and special forces who were a part of this adventure. And I remember one of these young men who really, really caught my eye. I think he and his wife and their children were the first people that I saw pictures of and heard interviews from. And they were talking about him and the fact that, and this is the line they used, that this young man, a Navy SEAL, was a warrior. I love that word. He was a warrior for Christ. That's the first thing they said. He was a warrior for Christ and for his country. This young man made a decision. He chose to join, to become a part of the most elite and the most challenging military force that our nation has. And I have to tell you that when I was serving in the Marine Corps many years ago, we used to do our amphibious training at Coronado Island, at that incredible Navy base there, which specializes in amphibious training. We were always there during the summer when the Navy SEALs were going through Hell Week. And, you know, our training as Marines was never easy. But compared to what these guys were going through, it was nothing. And I watched them for several years. I watched them going through this Hell Week. And I even dreamed about it. It made such an impact on me. The level of and the difficulty of the training that they had subjected themselves to. And I have to stress this again. They chose to do this. They weren't conscripted. They weren't forced into it. They chose to do it. And the choice was made arising out of a very special feeling for God and for country. That, to me, is a marvelous image of what every Christian, every one of us, whether we're clergy or lay people, what all of us are called to do as members of the body of Christ and as servants who serve alongside the living Christ as he works in his world and calls out his church.
You know, there's another aspect of, besides him choosing it, he earned it.
Yes.
He didn't just say, okay, I want to be a special forces guy, and they said, okay, you can do that. He laid his whole life on the line. I mean, you've seen what they go through, and you know how many drop out, sick, exhausted, just cannot possibly do it, but he earned the right to be that.
That's right.
We, as Christians, don't even have to do that.
Yeah.
All we have to do is choose to serve the Lord. He doesn't make us earn anything.
That's right. Much of the hymnody, and by that I mean the hymns that we used to sing in many of our churches as you and I were growing up, had a kind of call to heroism for the cause of Christ. Mm-hmm. And you, I know, who were so deeply involved when you were young in Youth for Christ, that there was a saying that you have repeated numerous times, and I never get tired of hearing it. Maybe you could repeat it for our listeners today, because I think it is very relevant, especially in these difficult times when there's a temptation to draw back, to ramp down, to feel intimidated, to say, I don't think I can do this anymore. I love the saying that you used to share with me. Share it with our listeners.
The point was that everyone needs something that rules their lives. We need something to give ourselves to. And Youth for Christ explained that what each of us has a longing for is a flag to follow, a creed to believe in, and a cause to die for.
Would you repeat that? Mm-hmm. Because if you have a pencil or a pen and something to, you know, to write on, even if it's a scrap of paper or a piece of the newspaper, write this down. Or do your best to remember it. I think it's profound.
The challenge was presented that we needed a flag to follow, a creed to believe in, and a cause to die for. We have to have something in our lives that's important enough and is at the core of us enough that we're willing to die for it.
Yeah.
And I wonder how many times we let that go by.
Yeah. You know, we've talked together, honey, in preparation for this program, but we've done it quite apart from this program on so many occasions. Talked about the choices that Christians in the countries where Compassion Radio serves, the choice that they have to make. I'm thinking right now about the young man that I interviewed not long ago. We presented the interview on the program, a young man in Afghanistan who was talking about the fact that he and about 50 other young people in this particular city in Afghanistan had made a choice to follow Jesus Christ, understanding that if they were found out, and we know that in that city, that a very prominent warlord would like to wipe them out. In fact, he said in the interview, it could mean prison for life. And this young man said that understanding that that was a possible consequence of converting, converting from Islam to Christianity there in Afghanistan could mean that kind of persecution, that kind of fate, and yet he was willing to do it. He was a warrior for Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Or I think of the young pastor that I interviewed in Kurdistan, in the Kurdish area of Iraq, who said to me, I am ready to die for Jesus. And when I asked him about it and the fact that people were coming to faith in Kurdistan, in the Kurdish area of Iraq, he said, we always present that choice. If you choose to follow Jesus Christ, it is possible that you will have to die as a result of making that choice. He said, some choose not to follow, but many are choosing to follow.
Mm-hmm. And you watched a beautiful baptism in a mountain river.
I did.
Of new believers in Iraq, in the Kurdistan area.
That's absolutely true. The same is true in Burma, in Myanmar, where every single member of the church and every student in the Bible college, where I had the privilege to give the commencement address and to teach and deliver the pastor's workshop, every single one of them was a convert from Buddhism in a nation that is virtually requiring everyone in that country to be a Buddhist because they want to unify the country by unifying the religious commitments of the population in that country. It makes it easier for them to control the population of the country. And yet they choose to follow Jesus, understanding
openly
that it will make their lives, in a material sense, much more difficult.
And those are not underground Christians. Those are
right.
Very visible.
So what we're really talking about today is an extraordinary, and yet I say extraordinary, and yet It really is. It has been since the beginning of the Christian movement in New Testament times. It has been the ordinary Christian life. It's easy for us to think that because our economic situation has been going downhill for a while here in the United States, we hope and pray that it will bounce back. I tend to believe that it will, but we don't know that. But it is easy to pull back. It's easy to say, I'm not as comfortable as I used to be, or I can't afford to do this anymore, or I'm not sure I'm ready to make the sacrifice to do the work of Christ in these difficult places and so forth. And yet here we have all these people, day after day after day, who are giving, who are identifying not just with Compassion Radio and not just with each other as a kind of fellowship of the cross, but most of all are identifying with Jesus Christ, who has called every single one of us into ministry for his sake as he builds his church, not in the easy places of the world, but in the tough places of the world. Oh my, what a calling.
And these people that you're talking about are our wonderful listeners and supporters.
That is true. And so what we're saying today is, my, what an incredible and wonderful family partners of Compassion Radio are. This is your ministry. You are doing it. And when you see all those tough places in the world, know that you are making a difference, that you've got an answer. You are contributing to a solution, and you are serving the cause of Christ in these tough places in the world.
And you're making the good news possible.
Absolutely.
Good news in two ways. The good news that's being shared, and the good news that we can share with you about what God is doing with the money that you offer to him through us.
Making the good news possible. That's the title of today's program. And my friend, it's what you and thousands of others do every single day when you stand with Compassion Radio and stand with each other in serving the cause of Christ in the toughest places on earth. Thank you for being a part of this privileged ministry in doing Christ's work.
Well, thank you, Norm, and thank you, Cher. It is always such a blessing when they just sit down across the table and speak from their hearts and share with you what they're thinking about and what the Lord has laid on them. You know, as we get ready to close out the program, I just want to echo how much we appreciate our listeners who are there for us each and every day. Are you someone who's enjoyed the ministry of Compassion Radio and perhaps have never had the chance to contribute towards our radio program or towards the ministries in the tough places in the world that we reach out to? Well, perhaps today is the day we'll hear from you. As Norman Cher said, this is your radio program, and it's 100% listener-supported. Please prayerfully consider supporting Compassion Radio so we can make sure it stays on your favorite radio station. We present you with opportunities to make a difference in the world, like with this month's Bibles for China project. I'll let Cher take it from here. Cher?
Those of you who are longtime listeners know that for many, many years we've had an annual project of raising money for Bibles for China. And we've always done it over Christmas, and we are doing the project again this year, but now we're doing it for Christmas. The pastor shepherd of thousands of house churches to whom our Bibles are going to go has asked if we could get the Bibles to him in time this year to give to people at Christmas. Well, we're delighted to do so, but now we hope that your Christmas spirit is available this early to make that possible. For $6, you can place a Bible in the hands of a Christian family who is just aching for one. We know that for every Bible we place, and there are other members in the family who will have access to that Bible, that there will be four or five people come to know Christ just through the placement of one Bible. We know that there are 20,000 to 30,000 new Christians in China every day, so we know how great the need is. Now, can you get in your Christmas spirit, and can you help us to get the Bibles to China for Christmas this year? Also, as you've heard us tell you year after year, there are well over 100,000 Chinese missionaries that are moving out across the ancient Silk Road trade routes to take back all of that Islamic territory for Jesus Christ. They understand that this Back to Jerusalem movement could help stop extremist Muslim terrorism right in its tracks. And as you probably know, we also believe that that is the only answer to terrorism and Islamization, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, as an added incentive to send your money for Bibles for China this year, we want to provide you, at your request, for your gift of $25 or more,
a very inspiring book that Norm has chosen for you specifically called The Grave Robber, or How Jesus Can Make Your Impossible Possible. It's written by Mark Batterson, who's a New York Times bestselling author. This is a 275-page paperback book, and it reveals the incredible power of the seven miraculous signs of Jesus that are found in the Gospel of John. These are not only things Jesus did in the past, but also something he wants to do now in the present. And if you long to see God work in miraculous ways today, you will love this faith-building, life-giving message. So make this your first Christmas project this year. Give for Bibles for China, and then request for your gift of $25 or more this wonderful book called The Grave Robber.
Call us at 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. You can reach us by mail at Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're available online 24/7 at CompassionRadio.com. I'm Jim Governale. On behalf of Norm and Cher and the entire Compassion Radio team, have a wonderful day in the Lord. And we'll see you again for tomorrow's broadcast on the next edition of Compassion Radio.